You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. And here we have kind of a historic moment in Detroit sports history. You've got the Pistons playing their final game tonight at the Palace, and the Red Wings said goodbye tonight to Joe Louis Arena. So both of these arenas are losing their teams as they head to their new home, Little Caesars Arena. And by the way, under a little bit of a cloud, it's the first time since 1983 that neither team has made the playoffs.
That's amazing, by the way, and we're a bit spoiled as far as that goes locally. In the case of Joe Louis, it was a building put up kind of slapdash, frankly, to make sure the Wings did not go to Oakland County.
Because they were talking about going out
very
to
seriously
Pontiac.
At that point. Yes. This is before the Illiches, of course, were on board. Mm-hmm. Joe Louis had old plans, like 10 or 15 years old as it was. They forgot to put in a press box. So they had to tear out a couple rows of seats to jam us up there, and it feels exactly that way. It's a horrible, it's not even a press box. They had too few bathrooms. You might recall this.
Yes, they do.
The long history, even now they do, but yeah. Even it used to be worse, the long history of men urinating in the sinks.
Whew.
That is one sink you don't wash your hands in. So
if it's bad for the men, imagine how it was for us.
Oh, well, the line out the door was ridiculous for the women, of course.
Right, so. And no view. Here you are on the river, and you would never know it.
Why would you build a building on the river with no windows?
Yeah.
And as far as, I mean, I get the idea of trying to, you know, give Detroit some more energy downtown, but you've got 8 lanes of Jefferson, so you might as well build a moat. It's like the Renaissance Center. There's no crossover traffic,
it's
really.
It's an awkward site, isn't it?
Very awkward site. Here's my point. The building stinks. The building is ugly, but the hockey played in that building was beautiful.
Yeah.
Honestly, over the last 30 years, it was the best place to watch a hockey game in terms of the quality of the product on the ice.
And as many say, there was not a bad seat to be had when you were sitting there.
It was
beautiful hockey with great sight lines.
It was ultimately a very functional building, but very good for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And the players, of course, have got strong feelings about it. They've been to fancier arenas, for sure, and they're about to go to one.
Yes.
But their feelings for that place are real, and my memories there are very strong.
I will point out, as I was talking to younger folks, that when the Red Wings moved from Olympia, people felt the same way. Like, how could you leave Olympia, the venerable Olympia, didn't they?
I would even say they felt very strongly that way. No one feels that way about Joe Louis, though. The Olympia is this beautiful old, you know, brick barn, the classic one. Yeah. In hindsight, you try to restore it, you know, and keep it going like Fenway or Wrigley Field. No one feels that way. Very few feel that way about Joe Louis. They may feel emotional about the place, but not the actual building.
All right.
So,
and looking at the Palace, and I can remember going to my very first concert right after it opened. It was Michael Jackson. Went in, and this was like, oh, this is sharp. This is great. I remember getting lost because I couldn't figure out where I was on the
concourses, right?
Came out on the completely wrong side late at night in the cold looking for my car. But that was a concert place for us, as had been the Silver Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know the Silver Dome's in tatters and going down. Palace, we don't know yet what its future holds.
Dicey in both cases. What I don't get, in the case of the Silver Dome, the Palace is going to lose 41 home basketball games. That's, you know, almost one a week, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's very significant to the overall business plan. NFL stadiums host 8 home games. That's it. 8 dates out of 365. That can't be the whole of your business plan. And if it is, you're a very bad business person. So they had the tractor pulls, they had
rock concerts. I
saw the Rolling Stones there, their first farewell tour in 1981.
For me, it was The Who. In fact, I think The Who set a record when they first played at the Silver Dome for the largest indoor crowd.
There you go, probably 85 or so at that point with the floor.
70s,
so the 70s. So how did they let this happen? The building was in fine shape until they let it go to hell, basically. The roof wiped out and so on. Mm-hmm. I don't get what the whole thinking was behind that place. Hmm. They could have filled it, I think, with a lot of other things. Tearing it down costs money. It's well built. It's very strong. That's going to cost money. The Palace of Auburn Hills, I hope it is not yet another disposable stadium. In the last about 35 years, American taxpayers have paid about $21 billion, of taxpayer money for over 100 arenas, ballparks, stadiums, and they almost always get screwed on the deal no matter what you're being told.
Which we're seeing, I mean, we know that there's taxpayer dollars in the Little Caesars Arena.
In a city that can least afford it.
Interesting. And as
I give the Illiches credit for being very civic-minded. They've been very, very good at Detroit in many, many ways. I don't want to dump on that. However, this idea of taxpayers paying for stadiums makes no sense. Economically, it does not work.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.